Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1587, Rainy Day Savings by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now today is Wednesday, which means it's the middle of the week, which means it's time for a little bit of inspiration. Here we go. Quote, acknowledging a mistake just means that you are wiser today than you were yesterday. Kellyanne Rothaus. All right, and with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Rainy Day Savings by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. A rainy day can and does happen in both wealth and health. In the financial world, a rainy day refers to crises like the loss of a job, a sudden pileup in medical bills, or another unexpected disaster, major or minor, that requires you to draw on your savings. In fact, it's recommended that you have between 3 months and 3 years of living expenses saved up in order to cope with an unlooked-for transition. The exact same thing can happen in fitness, and the same recommendations apply. Life is unpredictable. Bad things happen. Illness, surgery, pregnancy, and other life events can obviously affect your health and exercise habits, but there are other, less dramatic transitions that can also set you back. A new relationship, changing jobs, or moving can all create an exercise vacuum in your lifestyle. How you react to these transitions is determined by the amount you have saved up for your rainy day. In other words, what your lifestyle was like before the change. Setbacks are only as bad as our starting point. It's easier to recover from a health crisis, accident, or life transition if you already have a consistent, active lifestyle that prioritizes exercise, movement, and mindful eating. I know this from experience. One red-eye flight was greater than 20 years of consistent sleep. This year, I celebrated my 5-year wedding anniversary with my amazing partner. We flew to San Francisco in May to revisit Marin County, which is where we originally stayed for our honeymoon in 2011. It was a beautiful, peaceful, restful trip, but we unfortunately had to take a red eye back to New York on the last night. One night of missed sleep unhinged me. To give you an idea of what kind of sleeper I have consistently been early to bed, early to rise for at least 20 years. My work has always required an early rising, and my body has become wired to it over the years. And I am a good sleeper. That one red eye destroyed my sleep schedule because I made the dreadful mistake of crashing into a nap upon arriving home the following morning and sleeping for 6 hours. For the next month, jet lag exacerbated by a giant shift in my sleep cycle caused me to feel out of sorts. I wasn't getting sleepy at night. I was a zombie in the morning, and I was tempted to eat at the problem to feel better. When you're tired, your hunger and satiety hormones get thrown out of whack. However, because I had years of healthy habits to back me up, I only felt a little off my game for about a week. After that, I recovered my exercise habits and eating habits quickly, and the sleep eventually followed, although that took much longer. The point is, rainy days happen. But if your consistently self-caring habits are sufficiently firmly entrenched in your lifestyle, you have effectively saved up for the rainy day, and you can take the hit. Did I eat abnormally upon returning home from the trip? Yes. But I was able to recover fairly quickly because my baseline habits kicked in and protected me from going too far off the rails. I have to point out, though, how extremely unsettled I felt while I was out of my regular habits. Not being able to sleep through the night was scary, and there were several insane mornings when I thought, is this forever? Because I had saved, it was not forever. However, many people have not saved for either financial or physical rainy days. One surgery, one move, or something as small as a weird week of all-nighters for school can put people back for years. The key is to remember that rainy days happen to everyone and to prepare accordingly. It's not extra. I remember reading a finance book several years ago that reminded the reader to always add an additional $200 to $300 to each month's budget to account for unexpected events like car repairs, medical bills, or house maintenance. The thing that struck me was that the author said something along the lines of, quote, "You will use this money every month. It is not extra," end quote. That is how I feel about food and exercise. Budget into your lifestyle what seems like an aggressive, excessive meal prep and exercise routine, and you will surprise yourself by hitting your goal 80 to 90% of the time. Life has a way of being unpredictable, and you need that cushion for the unpredictability. Here are ways to budget in those savings for a rainy day. 1. Be realistic about your protected times. These are times in your schedule when you could pretty much always exercise. Most of the time, we use our protected time in stupid ways, like playing on our phones or otherwise wasting it. Instead, use those lost hours to go for a run, hit the gym, or do some bodyweight exercises every day. 2. Memorize a routine. This is very important, and I emphasize it with all of my clients. Most people with a typical work schedule need to have their exercise memorized. It needs to be pretty much the same, with few variations every week. It doesn't necessarily need to be identical each week, because where's the progression there? But it needs to be similar in format and structure each week. Also, a memorized routine has the benefit of being easy to replicate in any setting, whether you're at home, in a hotel, or at a friend's house. And 3, create a repetitive food plan. When it comes to food, creativity is fine, but leave that at the edges. The core of your diet should be fairly repetitive and easy. Why? Because life. It's unpredictable and often leaves you less time to shop and cook than expected. My partner and I have a roster of about 5 meals that we use on a rotating basis, with only a few variations. This is especially true of breakfast. Start budgeting in the exercise and nutrition equivalent of that extra $200 to $300 per month, and you won't be sorry. You just listened to the post titled Rainy Day Savings by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do?
Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love the idea of having a workout memorized. There have been many days where I've been glued to my computer, sitting for way too long, and suddenly realize I have an hour break in between meetings. That's when I'll try and squeeze in a quick workout. I'll admit, an hour goes by really quickly when you want to tack on a full warm-up and cool-down on either end of the workout, too. But on these days, I'll make the warm-up and cool-down a bit shorter to make sure that I have time for the actual routine. My go-to memorized workout is a combination of just all body weight exercises. That way, I don't have to waste time swapping out weights. Want to know what this go-to body weight workout is? It's actually not all that creative or earth-shattering. It's a combination of squats using just my body weight, push-ups, and sit-ups. So, using my phone as a timer, I'll perform squats for 30 seconds, followed by a 30-second rest. Then, I'll perform as many push-ups as I can for 30 seconds, followed by a 30-second rest. Then, I'll do as many sit-ups as I can for 30 seconds, followed by, you guessed it, a 30-second rest. I'll then repeat this same cycle 4 to 6 times, depending on how much time I have to spare before my next meeting. Now, as Rachel said in today's article, we want to try and mix things up every now and then so that we progress and improve. So sometimes instead of performing sit-ups for 30 seconds, I'll swap out mountain climbers for those 30 seconds. Or I'll hold the plank position for those 30 seconds. Or I'll perform as many burpees as I can for 30 seconds instead of push-ups. Instead of squats, I'll perform squat jumps or jumping jacks. You get the idea. But the pattern is the same. 30 seconds of work followed by 30 seconds of rest. Easy to memorize, right? All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.